We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the study session of the University City Council to order. Prior to turning the agenda over to Mr. Rose, are there any changes to tonight's regular meeting agenda at this time? Hearing none, Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, there's a desire to modernize our parking meter system to make it more convenient for citizens to pay and enhance our ability to collect funds. Communications Manager Jared Jones has done quite a bit of research on this issue to determine what are some of the viable parking meter systems that exist. And tonight he's going to be providing you with a presentation on his findings. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, University City City Council members, Honorable Mayor Terry Crowe, and City Manager Gregory Rose. My name is Jared Jones. I serve as the Communications Manager for the City of University City, and I thank you all for taking the time to allow me to present to you. Today, I will be presenting a recommendation for upgrading University City's parking system through the implementation of the Flowbird Management System. As far as the agenda is concerned, we go through an introduction, the current parking meter status, current challenges, potential solutions slash recommendations, revenue trends, the next steps, and the conclusion for the presentation. The goal is to monetize our parking infrastructure, address existing challenges, as well as enhance both user experience and revenue potential. We can achieve this by streamlining parking operations and implementing user-friendly, cost-effective solutions, which will in turn increase revenue. Our current parking meter status. The existing system overview consists of relying on traditional coin-based parking meters. The total meters citywide consists of 322, and out of those meters, 133 need replacement, which accumulates to a 41% need, with most the majority of those meters being blocked by restaurant barricades. Many of these meters are outdated, which leads to frequent maintenance issues and an inefficient user experience. Additional challenges with the current parking system. The meters are also blocked by outdoor dining spaces, which can actually incur to limited payment options for coin collection processes, which leads to an outdated feature for the system. Challenges as well consist of battery failures and physical damages with the meters. Additional challenges consist of manual collection of coins, which are deemed unsafe and labor intensive, as well as high maintenance costs and outdated technology, and as well as reduced parking revenue due to the inefficiencies. This causes for a need for a user-friendly, cost-effective solution. The current revenue trends consist of parking meter collection totals, starting with fiscal year of 2019 being $140,560.21, 2020 being $97,545.46, 2021 being $20,023.04, which were waived due to COVID-19. 2022 being $7,198.29, as well as 2023 being $3,917.02. As regards to the parking garage totals for collection, consist of for the year 2000, the fiscal year 2019 being $9,988.75. 2020 consists of $7,485.34. Fiscal year 2021, $1,467.77, in which that was waived due to COVID-19. 2022 being $1,288.84, which leads to 2023, $1,475.65. Parking revenue has seen fluctuations due to inefficient collection methods and outdated technology. Neighboring cities that have transitioned to digital parking solutions have seen revenue increases. For example, Clayton, Missouri reported a 17% increase in parking revenue after implementing a mobile payment system. Potential solutions. Potential solutions consist of coin meter replacements for the current meters that we have, mobile parking applications, as well as digital pay stations known as kiosks. Coin meter replacements. The coin meter replacements are currently provided by Duncan Parking, which for a replacement of 25 meters would cost approximately $13,772.50, and that's for 25 meters. Another company that we would go through would be POM Incorporated. For those same 25 meters would be $13,125. Now, while these options modernize coin-based meters, they do not provide the full benefits of digital parking systems. Parking applications, mobile payment applications as well, and some of those are known as Passport as well as Park Mobile. With the parking applications, you have no physical meters that are required. The users pay via mobile app or using a QR code, as well as they implement the low-cost implementation of maintenance as well. Regarding the Passport parking application and specifics, that system only can be set up by utilizing parking zones and license plates. The signage will be placed on street poles, on existing meters, etc., with a QR code or information on how to download the Passport app to pay for parking. Passport charges the user 37 cents per transaction. Payment processing fees are paid by the city. Gateway fees are 5 cents per transaction, and merchant secure payment processing fees are 2.9 plus a 25% per transaction fee. Now, this system is currently utilized in the city of Clayton, Missouri, which saw that 17% increase in parking revenue from 2022 to 2023. Digital pay stations, known as kiosks. Flowbird Urban Intelligence is pretty much the leader in regards to the kiosk systems. For those kiosks, they would pretty much charge us $69,600 for 12 kiosks. One of the benefits of utilizing Flowbird is that they have a mobile app that is accessible as well to compete with Passport in other cities. Flowbird would actually be provided through a vendor known as Total Parking Solutions, which would cost us $141,140 for the Flowbird kiosk pay stations and a CWT pay station. What is Flowbird? Flowbird is a digital system that enables users to pay for parking via mobile device or web. It provides enforcement personnel with real-time transaction records and eliminates the needs for physical receipts while allowing users to print records online. For users, there is no need to print a receipt as evidence for payment. However, you can still print a summary of your tickets via the Flowbird website. The benefits for University City would be the reduced maintenance costs associated with the physical meters. It provides real-time data for enforcement and revenue tracking and provides improved user convenience with mobile payment options. And I have an interactive video for you to watch here.
Jared, it's always technology and animals that don't act right.
It is perfectly fine. No worries. We'll get through this. The goal is to make everything as seamless as possible.
Oh, that's the only thing. It's going to be an echo if I turn the sound on. It'll be an echo if someone's talking. Okay.
I'll give you all some commentary.
Is there a location that they can go to that actually see the video? Okay.
As you all see, the system itself serves as a living system within the city of University City, and it exists as a digital system within our phones. So it hits pretty much all of our target areas within all of our demographics within the city of University City. So for those who are commuting and ease of use, the app is perfect for them. And for those who live in University City who don't want to use their phones, you're more than welcome to use cash, a card, and it also accepts a tap to pay, as well as contactless payments. Next steps. Review and select a recommended solution. Implement the removal process of current parking meters. Commence a new parking solution. Educate the public on the new payment options, as well as monitor performance and revenue changes. Thank you.
Honorable Mayor and Council, if it is the consensus of the Council to move forward with the recommended system, our intention would be to move this to a regular agenda, but also include what the estimated cost would be, as well as a more detailed outline of the implementation strategy. We'd be happy to respond to any questions that
you have. Are there questions for members of Council? Mr. Clay.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Crow, and thank you for the presentation. Couple of questions. Wanted to ask about enforcement. I think as one who travels within our metro area, I'm familiar with Passport and various apps and parking programs. In the jurisdictions that have been successful, you mentioned Clayton, it seemed enforcement is a critical piece. So can you talk about what resources would look like to enforce this if folks go over their time ticketing and creating a culture that discourages folks from just kind of parking and not paying?
Yes. Thank you, Council Member Clay. In regards to collection, in regards to enforcement as well, Passport actually provides any patrons that are associated with the enforcement project or the enforcement aspect with it, with devices that are paid for by the city, that actually pretty much it ticks the phone. It actually pings the device and lets them know who is actually, whose time has expired, who has refreshed, and how many spots are available within each section within University City. So University City will be actually devised into zones based upon their satellite system. And each time a patron or someone who parks in the city of University City registers, it gets pinged to that satellite system. And once that timer is up, it actually pings that device, letting the patron or the collection agent know who is over time or who has refreshed their time or who is about to expire.
Okay. That's a fantastic feature for those who choose not to register through the app. We just want to drop coins in the kiosk. What does enforcement look like for those folks?
For those who utilize the non-digital option, once you use a kiosk, you actually register your license plate. So how it's tracked is by license plate number at that point in time. And then once it's deemed license plates, it's only a certain number of parking spots available under the license plate protocol. So for instance, on Delmar, if there are 10 spots available, out of those 10 spots, 5 are digital, 5 are parking meter or parking meter associated with based upon the availability. So I would say the precedence would take through the digital form first, simply because it's quicker and people are more apt to actually registering their phones prior to parking. But that still doesn't alleviate the fact that there are spaces available for coin parking as well.
Okay, so enforcement manifests kind of as a just in time and specific to a car. So do you remove the need for someone, you know, this may not be the right term, so parking enforcement, I was about to say meter maid, parking enforcement to come around and patrol, and do you start to limit the need for that? So someone just kind of randomly patrolling and they can go to specific cars and, like, you know, Dennis Fuller's, you know, his car is about to expire. I can go there and prepare to ticket him and not worry about all these other cars that are fine. Am I saying that right?
Almost. Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Clay. Not necessarily. So for those who park and those who are parking digitally and their timer runs out, that patron who is responsible for collection doesn't receive a ping until they're past due. So they would have to be 5 minutes past due or 3 minutes past due, but at the same time, they are being charged for it as well. So it does continuously charge you the longer you stay.
So do you get a ticket in that scenario, or it continues to charge you if you're on the digital app?
You will actually get a ticket.
Okay. Okay. All right. I had a couple other questions. The revenue, particularly with the parking meters, I think in 5 years, it was a decline of some $137,000. How do we explain that?
The numbers were accumulated by statistical data based upon the revenue associated with the general fund collected from parking meters. So starting in fiscal year 2019 was our most monetary, and it continued to dwindle as the parking meter situation got worse. And this is prime example of the implementation of this program here, simply because the cost of upkeep is starting to become overwhelming.
Okay, so we have, it sounds like, as you alluded to, we have a number of broken parking meters that are not generating revenue. So if 41% of your fleet, if you will, is out of commission, that's going to impact your revenue. Now, even with that diminishment seems like a lot. It's way more than 41%. Okay, that concludes my questions. Thank you.
And now, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This may be to Mr. Rose or Mr. Jones. Where are we anticipating replacing these meters? Just in the loop area in the garage, or our other business districts? And are we going to replace all of the meters or just those that are working? That's kind of my question.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Fuller, this is intended to replace all the meters. Our challenge right now is that we have such an old system that the meters continue to break, and actually it's more expensive to try and repair them. So we decided to bring this forward to the council because we thought it was timely, in the sense that, you know, we still have COVID, but the council has not waived the fees, for example, as you had in the past when it first started. And there is also a desire to remove the street seating that had existed. So I believe it will get back our approach more to what you saw in probably 2019 before COVID started.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones, do we have any cities around us who use Flowbird?
Currently not at this time. We would be the first in the city of St. Louis.
We'd be the first in the
city of University City.
Okay. And no offense to my colleague and my staff, I'm not sure I want to be first necessarily. I guess my question would be, if we already know that Passport works and there's no initial investment, if I'm weighing the two, is there actually a recommendation coming to us tonight, or just
getting direction tonight?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know how my colleagues feel about this, but outlaying $140,000 versus not outlaying anything makes a big difference. That'd be number one. I realize I believe the ease of the Flowbird system, but I'm not certain that we need to be the guinea pig for Flowbird here. So I don't know. That's just my initial thoughts on that one. Mr. McMahon?
Thank you, Mayor. Is the city of St. Louis, their Park Louis, is that one of these that's on here that's just rebranded? They call it Park Louis, but it's actually run through Passport? Or is the Park Louis in the city of St. Louis something else?
It is completely different. Okay. They have two different services. So with Flow, are you talking with Park Mobile, correct?
No, because if you use the app in the city of St. Louis, it's called Park Louis. And then there's Park Mobile, which can tap. If you have that app, you can go to any city and pop on it. And Passport, I think, is the same way. And that's in Clayton. But the official app in the city of St. Louis is Park Louis. And if memory serves me, I think they still have kiosks. But that's done with, there'll be signs for the areas you're in and the zone. So it's similar to Passport. And so our outlay, even with Passport, we're going to have signage costs that... there's going to be something involved so we know what zone you're in, so you can either find it or type it into your phone and then the app can know where you're at. I just wanted to know what Park Louis was, if you knew. What are the safety measures that would be in place to ensure that there aren't false QR codes that are pasted over the QR codes sending folks to malicious websites?
Oh. Great question. So regarding the QR codes, those patrons associated with collection would be responsible for that as well. So each zone, there wouldn't be an extremely high number of zones within the city of University City based upon our area, if that makes sense. So each of those zones would have its own respective QR code in which that would be pretty much checked on a regular basis. So each collector, usually typically in a day span, would actually check those as well to see if they're operating. As well as Flowbird actually has their own systems administrators that actually service the area. So once we sign up for the service, they actually have someone who comes out and actually surveys the area as well.
Ms. Brenner.
To follow up on the mayor's question, So there is a cost attached to Passport parking with the transaction fees, et cetera. Did we do a cost analysis on what that would look like with parking use?
There was no cost analysis associated with the two of those, simply because the number of parking patrons for Passport compared to the number of parking patrons for Flowbird would be inconsistent. In comparison to the city of Clayton, the majority of the city of Clayton are commuters, as well as our city is mostly based upon those who are residents in a sense. So we have our commuters within the Del Mar Loop area. Other than that, the majority are residents of the University City.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. To the question of the Passport system, It wasn't clear to me. Did the Passport system have also a kiosk feature associated with it as well, or was it just
the mobile app that would be utilized, or the QR code?
For Passport specifically, it's just mobile app.
So how would someone who, you know, doesn't use a smartphone and just uses coins, how would they pay for parking in that scenario?
They wouldn't.
Okay.
With Flowbird, you would have the option of utilizing coin, card, as well as digital pay option.
Now, the Passport in Clayton, I believe, has a kiosk option. So is there, we looked at Passport minus the kiosk option, but did Passport tell you they had a kiosk option?
So Passport has a kiosk option. With the kiosk option, it would be approximately double what we pay for Flowbird.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, thank you very much for your presentation this evening.
Thank you all.
We have about 5 minutes before the regular session begins.